God bless you. My brother Terry's here this morning. How many have seen and heard him before? Okay, how many never heard Terry speak whatsoever? Amen. A few of you in the house today. Get ready. You'll enjoy it. And let's just give him a big old love welcome today from Fellowship Church.
I asked several of you earlier, had you ever been here and met me or heard me before? And they said yes. And I said, well, why would you come back? Wow. And the greatest of these is love. That's what kept our Savior on the cross. Loving sinners just like us. Praise the Lord for that. When we had the kids, all the young people, they would honestly ask me, you mean God really, really loves me? Just me? I said, are you kidding me? Your picture is on His refrigerator. Fantastic. Oh, I'm excited to be here today. And I apologize for not knowing everyone's name. There's only 1,000 of you, okay? Everybody says, hey, Terry. And I say, who is that? I just pick a name. But I'm glad you're here today. Glad you came today. My wife, Portia, I tell people I have a white Portia. I do. High maintenance, baby. She would be here today. If she could have been here today, she would have come. But her heart is here. She would love to be here. Oh, so much is going on at Fellowship Church. You are Fellowship Church. The building, oh, that's a great place for you to meet. But you're Fellowship Church. I'm excited what God is doing in Fellowship Church. It is just absolute insanity what's happening here. So then we know it's a God thing. If it don't figure out, it's a God thing. So that's what's happening here. And I'm glad that you're taking a part in that. You're going to have a heritage with Fellowship Church. I think the Lord will bless you for that. I really do. I wanted to speak just a little bit, not too long today, about 5-2-1. What's your number? Roger, I want to show them my favorite number to start with. My very favorite number of all time. Anybody make that out? Anybody know who that is? That's number 7. The Commerce Comet. The Mick. New York Yankees. Mickey Mantle. My hero growing up. I love this guy. And you'll notice there's no earring hanging there. No gold chain around his neck. Baby, this is old school. I grew up loving Mickey Mantle. Number 7, my favorite number. And you hear people in church settings say, well, number 7 is the number of completion. And it is. But maybe that don't even touch it. If you're going to actually do a study all the way through the Bible on 7, it'll blow your socks off. It's crazy. 7 is all through the Bible. All. 7's a great number, and that's my favorite number. Psalm 139:14. Each one of us has a number. We each have a number, and it's been given to us. We have something that we can do for Him that's unique to you because you're wonderfully and fearfully made. Unique in design. Say, boy, that guy's weird. Well, there's purpose in that. We didn't do it. God did that. God chose your mom and your dad. And you are who you are for His design, for His plan. So be, you know, let the Lord use you where you are. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Each one of us. And we each have a number. I've got some glasses somewhere. I can't see a thing. About to fall off the stage. God, help me. Here we go. Unique by design. A lot of times, what God has given us, we don't want to use it because it may not be in our comfort zone. How many of y'all would rather be right here where I'm standing? And me down there where you're sitting? How many? Well, what makes you think I'm not scared? But you know what? I'm going to use my fear as my fuel. It's what's going to power me. Because this isn't me.
It's not about me. It's about Him. He'll give me what I need when I need it. So that's why I'm up here in front of you. Because of Him.
Yeah, I want you to like me, but if you don't, it's okay. It's okay. This is a God thing happening here. And really, I'm a little thicker skinned than that, so it's okay. God is not necessarily concerned with our ability. He's not. We're talking about the God of glory. The God of everlasting to everlasting. The God that was and is and always will be. He's got the ability. Okay? But He is concerned with our availability. That's all we got to do with what He's given us. So much going on here at Fellowship Church. Baby, get in line. Pastor, I think I can do that. I don't like it. It scares me to death. I think I can do that. I'm going to trust the Lord that I can do that. And you know what? Won't be long, you'll be doing that. Let's look at somebody who didn't want to do what God wanted him to do. In Exodus 4, Moses talks to the Lord at a burning bush. And what he says to the Lord, "You got the wrong guy. Can't do this. No, you go get somebody else. No, 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 I can't do this." What Moses told the Lord. But you know what? God is faithful. God is faithful. If He calls you, He will equip you. He'll give you what you need when you need it. Absolutely. He does it all the time. He does it all the time. Exodus 4:1. We're going to look at the excuse strikeout. He gets three strikes, throw at the Lord. How many excuses y'all got? "Gary, I can't do that." Why? "Well, I got a video I need to return. I got to stop by and do something." No, no. Let's look at what Moses tries to tell the Lord. Moses answers the Lord and says, "Behold, they're not going to believe me. They're not going to hear my voice. They're going to say, Lord didn't really talk to you. Strike one." Lord says, "They're going to believe you. Trust me. I just want you to do what I'm telling you to do. Just do it." Let's look at strike two in Exodus 4:10. Moses said to the Lord, first one didn't fly. Second one, "I'm not eloquent. Neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken to thy servant. I'm slow of speech and slow of tongue." Now it is true. It is true that the Lord told Moses, "Look, I'm going to give you Aaron, and he will do your speaking." But he only did that for a little bit. He didn't do it long. Then Moses was front and center, standing on his peach crate. He was the guy from then on. Okay? So we just need to do what the Lord has given us to do because we can do it in a unique way to accomplish His will, not us. Accomplish His will in a very unique way that the Lord already has planned for you. Let's look at the third strike, Exodus 4:13. And he says, "Lord, send somebody else. Would you do that?" "Not me." How often do you hear that, Pastor? "Not me. Can you get somebody else? Please get somebody else." Now, I'm not saying that's here. I'm just saying, you know, that's who we are. That's just who we are. "Can somebody else do it? It's not quite what I'm used to." Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? There is an 80-20 rule. Anybody familiar with it? There's an 80-20 rule. And the government did a study and proved that it's so. That if you have a group of people, 50 or more, in a business, a church, a whatever it happens to be, 80% of the work is accomplished by 20% of the people. I mean, it's a fact. They proved it. But it doesn't have to be that way. So, I just wanted to throw that out there. God does big things. Does Fellowship Church have a big thing going on? And we all know what that big thing is. Not talking about the main thing. We're talking about a big thing. And God does big things. And He does them through His people. He will accomplish His will in ways that are often uncommon, surprising, unexpected, risky, even foolish. Now, why would you throw the foolish thing in there? Well, let's look at 1 Corinthians 1:27. But God has chosen the what? God has chosen the what? To do what? To confound the wise. Fellowship Church, y'all ain't never going to get off the ground. Look, I took a calculator, I sat down, I added it up, ain't happening. Have you been out there and looked at that building facility? Has anybody been out there? What's happening? I think you might need another calculator, or at least change the battery. Okay? Because we got a God that does what to us appears to be foolish things to confound the people that's got it, baby. They got it. We know. No, you don't know. I don't know necessarily how to build a church building, but I know the Lord. And if He wants a church building out there, the very gates of hell will not prevail against it. You can't stop it. It won't stop. If He wants it, it's already done. It's already done. We're just being obedient. That's all. We're being obedient. Praise the Lord for that. Can we just praise the Lord? Praise the Lord for that. Fabulous. That is fantastic. On our own, we are not good enough. We're not smart enough. We're not pretty enough. We're not talented enough. We're not important enough. We ain't even cool enough to accomplish big things for God. We're not. And that's the very sign or the red flag that says God's doing it. That's the sign that's waving. Because we can't do it. We can't do it, but we can be obedient to the one that can do it. And that's what Fellowship Church is doing. And I praise the Lord for Fellowship Church. Fellowship Church. The building, fantastic, fantastic. Glory, glory to God. And yeah, it is going to be, it's going to be something that people will talk about from now on in Englewood. I mean, it's being talked about every day somewhere here in Englewood. It will be talked about a long, long time. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled about it. 521, what's your number? We all have a number. In this passage, Jesus is speaking in Matthew 25. And what He does, He talks about the kingdom of heaven. And it's like a man traveling to a far country. He calls his servants and he gives them his goods. This is Jesus speaking. He gives them talents or He gives them opportunities. That's what He gives to each person. 25. And unto one He gave 5 talents. To another He gave 2. And to another one, to every man according to his several abilities, to another one He gave 1. So you got 5, 2, and 1. What's better? 5, 2, or 1? What do y'all think? What's wrong with 1? So you don't have five. I don't. Are you better if you got five? Do you think? How many Saviors we got? Ain't nothing wrong with one. If what you got is one and you use it for Him, oh, you're out of the park. You're where you need to be. We don't have to have five. But let me tell you right up front, the Lord has given you something. You've got something. And if you've got five, you know, praise the Lord for you. If you can do this, you can do this, and you can do that, I can't. Praise the Lord for you. If you can do that, fantastic. I mean, it's all I can do. You know, if whatever one that I have, you know, I like to think what He's given me is a gift of encouragement. I think that's where I'm at. Wasn't always that way. I wasn't comfortable doing that. But now, are you kidding me? The hugs I get, the hugs I give, are you kidding me? It's all about the Lord. Letting the people know that the Lord loves them, and I love them. Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. How? Like I loved you. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do right here at Fellowship Church. Beautiful thing. If we look at verse 16, it says, then he that had received the five talents went, traded with the same, made five more. Good job. Fantastic. Likewise, he that had received two, he went out and he doubled it. Great. Fantastic. But he that got the one, he went and he digged a hole and he hid it, the Lord's money. Do we do that? Have we got something that we aren't quite using yet? Do you think? Well, I know you got something. Now, whether you use it or not, that's up to you. But I know you got at least one something. You may have more than that. All right? But are you using it? Or are we hiding it? Are we putting it down here and just, preacher, could you get somebody else? Not doing it for the preacher. We're going to do it for who? For the Lord. As unto the Lord. For inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of these, my brother, you did it unto the Lord. What if we turn that around and say, inasmuch as you didn't do it unto the least of these, you didn't do it unto the Lord. Wow. Wow. He just stuck it in the dirt. Said, okay, after a long while, the Lord of those servants comes and reckons with them. Hey, there's a reckoning day coming. One day, every knee's going to bow. Saint or sinner, every knee's going to bow, and you're going to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. Lost or saved. Now, if you're lost, it's the great white throne judgment. If you're saved, then all you're going to give an account for is what you did with what He gave you. That's it. That's it. I mean, we know that. We know that as a body. That we're going to give an account because there's a reckoning coming. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. One day. That's coming. And that's what's happening right here. He that had received five talents came, brought five more. Said, look, Lord. Look at here. Here's the five you gave me. Here's five more. Lord said, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Wow. 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 He also, that had received two talents, came and said, Lord, you gave me two. I've gained two more. Lord said, well done. Enter thou. And really, folks, that's what you're going to want to hear. Really, that's what you want to hear, not the, I never knew you. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Lord, look what I did. I never knew you. Wow. And let's look at this guy. He, which had received the one talent, came and said, Lord, I know you're a hard man. Reaping where you haven't sown, gathering where you haven't strawed. But I was what? I was what? Is there anyone here afraid, other than me, this morning, to use what God gave you? Anybody other than me? Wow. Is fear stopping us from doing what the Lord wants us to do? Do you think? Do you think? Most of us have something inside, and it's there. The Lord put it there. And many of us are using what He's put there, okay? Many of us have hidden it. But we're afraid because of fear. We're afraid. Afraid of what? What are we afraid of? Most repeated command in the Bible, fear not. 103 times in the King James Version, to fear not. Why are we afraid? Why don't we use that fear as fuel? Huh? Why don't we do that? Are you kidding? Let's do that. If you will recall, reading all these verses we just read, if fear is stopping you, the Lord is able. He is able. And I'm going to look at what David did when he was afraid. The Philistines had caught him. But think about this note, this one little injection here in the talents, the five, the two, and the one. One's given five, one's given two, one's given one. Nowhere in that scripture are they told to multiply it. Nowhere does it say, now take this and double it. So is there a penalty if we don't? Are you kidding me? That was really interesting to me. They're not told to take the talent and double it. But there's a very stiff penalty if we're not fruitful. A very stiff penalty if we fail to be fruitful. In Matthew 12:30, Jesus speaks of hell. He talks about outer darkness and gnashing of teeth. By not doing, by not using what I gave you. Look, you're either going to use it or you're going to lose it. It's that simple. Whether it's 5 or 25, somebody else is going to get it. Because God's will, Gary, will be accomplished. And the very gates of hell can't stop it. Whether it's you or me, it's going to happen. You're going to have a Nehemiah pop up and that wall's going to get up there. It's going to happen. If fear's stopping us from serving the Lord, David had been captured by the Philistines. Psalm 56:3. Really quick. 56:3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His Word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do to me. Verse 9, when I cry unto Thee, then shall mine enemies do what? Turn back. And this is if you know the Lord. Now, if you don't, you've got every reason to be afraid. Okay? In verse 56:11, I have put my trust. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid what any man can do to me. If you're afraid, use fear for your fuel, whatever God's given you. If you're scared and it's, I don't like doing that, well, do it. You will get so much better at it. And the Lord will give you what you need to accomplish His will in your life. It's about time, brother. Okay, I've got one quick story. I got a quick story. Can I tell you a short story about the circus? Timmy's dad wakes him up early in the morning. It's a small country town. Says it's haircut day. We're going to get a haircut. Let's go. Timmy's up. He's 10. They get to town, park the old pickup, go in. Timmy jumps up in the barber chair, cutting his hair. Beautiful. Beautiful. And Timmy can't help but hear him saying, circus is coming to town tonight. Tonight! There's a circus in our town. There's been a circus here before. Daddy, can we go? Can we go to the circus? He said, you know, I think so. I think so. Yeah, I think we'll go tonight. Yeah, let's go. That's what they do. They get there. The big tent is set up. The old diesel generator's running. And the animal cages are parked all outside. Baby, they having a circus. This is back in the early 40s. Okay? Out in the country. It's all happening. They're sitting in there. Timmy can't believe it. His eyes are as big as golf balls. Oh, this is fabulous. They let the lions into the center ring. They got three rings. This is a real circus. They got three rings. The lions come in. The lion tamer. It's all happening. Jumping, growling, all that stuff. Then they hear a boom. The generator died. They're dead in the water. Nothing is happening. There's a hush. They probably got 1,500 people in this place. It's as quiet as it is in here. And then they hear. Whoosh! Whoosh! Baby, it's dark. You can't see a thing. They hear the snarling that goes whoosh, whoosh. Nobody can see anything for almost 2 minutes. This happened. And then they heard something. Lights come back on. The four lions are sitting on their big barrels. The lion tamer's standing there with the whip in his hand. Everyone is amazed and they cheer. Oh! Wow! They thought it was part of the show. They thought it was part of the show. The show is over. They go outside. Timmy and his dad. His dad stops. There's the lion tamer. He can't hardly stand up. His legs are just shaking. Oh, you talk about fear. You're scared to do something for the Lord. This guy, oh, he can't hardly stand up. He's scared to death. And Tim's dad talks to him. He says, I couldn't believe that. I heard the growls. I heard the whip. All that going on. Could they see you? He said, sure they could see me. Weren't you afraid? I was terrified. He said, well, why didn't they attack you? He said, because they didn't know I couldn't see them. See, you have a Heavenly Father that watches you. Doesn't matter how dark your mess gets. Okay? And not wanting to do this and not wanting to do that. The Lord will help you through that. If it's too dark for you, He can see you. He can see you. And if it means taking a step of faith at Fellowship Church to start doing this, do it for Him. If you do it for Him, it'll get off the ground. If you're doing it for you, you're wasting time, energy, and money. Just do it for Him. 521. You got a number. We all got something. We're going to pray right now. Father, thank You. Thank You for giving us something that's unique to us that we can do for You. But only if it's done for You is it going to manifest and be fruitful. So we thank You for that. Thank You for Fellowship Church. Certainly thank You for all that's going on and everything that's happening here, and that's exactly how we know that You're in it. You've identified Yourself as being in it. You're not just talked about here. You're the very cornerstone of what's happening here. Everything rests on You. So as long as we're faithful to You, we know that You will do Your will in the life of Fellowship Church. And I thank You for that. Thank You for these folk that came. And bless my heart just being here. Thank You for bringing me here. And I love you today, and I love these folk. Bless them all. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I do have something for you leaving, if you will see one of the people at the door.